Welcome to the Better Call Connie podcast. I'm your host and psychic from the block, serving you hot chisme and the bitch slap you've been waiting on. Here you're gonna laugh, learn, transform, and get your life together. All right, so here we go.
Hey y'all, I'm back. So I went to see the Barbie movie this weekend and I was like, this is perfect. I need to talk about this. I remember the minute the movie ended and the only thing that came to mind was that was disturbing. I know it's a hot take. Everybody relax. Calm down before you get upset. Truth is the truth. In my opinion, that movie had a very dark agenda painted on with Barbie, which is something nostalgic, which to me, I feel is sick. And I feel like it speaks to the world that we're living in today. In so many ways, we have actually progressed. In other ways, I feel like we're still hurting each other, specifically with what's been, you know, in the movies. And I'm speaking because I was speaking from a place of, I was actually in shock when I finished watching it. I was like, what in the world did I just see? And it was the narrative of the underdog becoming a bully. And at some point, I was sitting there like, yeah, you know, you want to get, you know, stick it to the man and get back at him and whatever and whatnot. I think as a psychic, as someone who is actively uplifting the collective and helping people go within, this is the battle. It's, are we thinking with the agenda of the world? Or are we batting for ourselves? Are we being true to ourselves? And it can be really hard to think for ourselves when we want to be accepted. And one of the things that is hard to do is to do the thing that's right that other people don't like. And it can often feel lonely to stand out in a crowd and have a hot take that other people don't necessarily have. And I have a lot of experience in that, one being because I'm a psychic, and I think it's a lot more socially acceptable now, saying all the things like mystics and healers and psychics and blah, 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 which also, I want to say, not all psychics are made equal. I have to say it. And I'll be the first to tell you guys that there's so many out there that are not real. The best scam artists out there are psychics. I've been to the ones off the road where it has the little palm and it has like the cool lighting on the outside. And you're like, damn, there's a psychic. And you go in there and they tell you your fortune or whatever. Or, you know, if they're a medium, they'll connect you to the other side. I think about the movie Ghost, which is hilarious with Whoopi Goldberg. And then I've met so many on Facebook over the years because I too wanted to get to a place where I could be comfortable not only seeing a psychic, but knowing that I also had the same gifts. But what I kept noticing was that I was running into the wrong ones and they're still out there. I just ran into another one this last week. I had been working with somebody who was helping me create content in my company, which if you want to know the whole chisme, I'll be writing it on Facebook for everybody to see. I'm not going to talk about it here, but I just recently ran into somebody who basically took the money and ran and didn't complete their job. And that is insane. And they claimed to be in business for 20 plus years and all this other stuff. And they were coming back on the scene and they were going to be working with healers, intuitives directly on marketing. And so I was like, oh, okay, this person seems legit. Not only that, but they've been hired with people that were within the circle that I know, community people who've worked with her, who know about her work. So she was kind of like a warm welcome. And again, ran into like another psychic that's not really who they say they are. And I was like, damn, this is crazy. You know, it's the audacity for me to collect somebody's money and then not do the work. And I feel like I ran into the situation multiple times for work stuff. And I've hired a lot of amazing people outside of like business. And there's been some cool business people too that I've hired, but there's been a consistency in me hiring people who are trying to help me create what I'm creating now. And so I've taken matters into my own hands. I've stopped giving people the power and I've taken it all back. Hey y'all, just wanted to pop in really quick to say thank you for being part of the show. And I wanted to remind you that you can book your reading now in the show notes. Find a date and time that works for you and viola. All set. I can't wait to do a reading with you. Okay, that's all for now. Back to the show. People that claim to be psychic or have intuitive gifts in a work environment. And I really do advocate for the real ones. There is not very many out there. I've come to that conclusion. It's crazy. I never thought I would actually write a podcast about this. But why I'm talking about this is because we have to even get even sharper with our own personal lives. More than ever, we have to know who we are and be in our awareness and have our discernments. Otherwise, we're going to keep falling into these things. And I'm thinking to myself, probably what's happening here is and now that I'm talking to you guys about this, and I consider you all friends and clients. And I just think that having a powerful psychic in your pocket that has integrity as part of their value system is just too hot for the outside market. It is the most amazing tool to have, because I personally could not live with myself having a dark agenda. And it's funny because a lot of people say, get away from psychics and don't deal with those kind of people. They work with the dark and blah, blah, blah. Like they put all this stuff on there. And I'm here to tell you that there's good and bad in everything, you guys. There's good psychics and there's bad psychics. And my job is to march forward and not let these bad psychics take away what I can do to support you guys. So whether that's me being on Facebook or Instagram or YouTube, TikTok, all the things, I'm going to show up because I feel like it's just me doubling down and making sure that people are getting the support that they need. Now more than ever, because you have things like Barbie and some activist groups that are out here promoting and pushing really dark shit. And it looks cool, but if your awareness is not in tune, it could put you in a dangerous place, in a dangerous position. And we don't want that. And right now more than ever, everyone is being controlled by a phone. That's just the reality today. And I wish I had something light and love and light to share with you. But I realize that that's who I am as a person. My best friend says I'm sunshine and rainbows. You can ask her. She will tell you that. But often I find myself dealing with some of the most darkest situations you've ever imagined. I've had clients deal with some powerful shit and I've got the testimonies to back it up. As they say, where are the receipts? And clients will tell you. And they are also repeat customers. And they know that it can get pretty dark. It can get really scary. And I've helped them through it. I'm helping them keep their integrity with themselves while they go through the things that they have to go through. That might be the dark night of the soul. It might be an ego death. Those are powerful. It might be losing all your friends. It might be switching out a career. It might be getting in touch with yourself more spiritually. I help people with a lot of different things. And it's dealing with spirituality because it's energy. Everything is energy. And I feel like therapists, and I'm not knocking therapists because I feel like they have their place. So stay with me on this. I feel like having someone that can help you and walk you through both and the spiritual and the 3D life is powerful. And because I have the ability to connect and I'm a medium, right? I can hear things other people can't hear. Messages that are supposed to be directed towards you to help you get to where you need to go. And at first I thought that was, you know, what psychics do. All psychics do that. And the truth of the matter is a lot of psychics are for pretends. They're doing it because they know people like it because it's fun. You see your tarot cards and you see the death card like in the movies and everybody gets scared. And I used to get scared too. But I'll be honest, like a lot of it is just show, the fortune telling, and you know, a lot of it can be like that. But there's also the ones that are really, really doing it for a real reason, a real purpose. And those people often get drowned out by the big majority of people who are out here just doing it for them to make money. And it's more of a performance. I see these psychics like they are being rented to perform a show and entertain. I am not that type of psychic. We get to it. We get down into it. We roll up our sleeves and we get the work done. For me, it's like open heart surgery of the spirit. And it's not easy, which is why I don't do a lot of readings in one day. I do 2 readings maximum for this reason. Because true psychics can't just be sitting out there dealing cards all day. It's not like going to the freaking casino in Las Vegas and someone's there for hours with cards. And a lot of psychics deal with it like that. They're just dealing cards. And I'm not that type of person. I don't work with just everybody. And my prices are different because I know that I want to be accessible to only the people who are serious, not just that want somebody to tell them when the love of their life is going to show up and then they don't take any action. Like, this is not pretends. So back to Barbie and the agenda and all that stuff. Like, this is all perfect timing to get into the introspection of your life and taking it serious and getting clear with what it is that you really want for yourself. Not what everyone else wants for you, but what do you want for you? Sometimes people want others to just go along with what they're doing so they'll make the bad look good. Interestingly enough, it feels good to break rules. It feels good to be the rebel. It feels good to not be the one to, you know, do what they're told to do. But sometimes it does come at a price. And it's when that person wants to do that and then wants to jump out of the consequences. And there is always a response and a consequence to everything that we do. This podcast is really about calling out all the things that nobody's talking about and calling yourself out, really. This entire podcast is really about having a mirror. If no one has put a mirror to you, I'm going to be the biggest mirror. I've said this for years, and I add myself into that collective as well. Sometimes I'm advised by my own advice sometimes, and it's not fun. And so I really want to help you get there. I don't have steps right now. I'm just literally calling out what's out there in the ethers and getting everybody kind of ready to check themselves, because this whole narrative about masculine versus feminine and the war about pronouns and all this crazy shit, I'm just like, we're not really moving forward. Today has been very clear to me, but what are we moving forward to? Are we sitting with the losses, or are we putting our energy towards finding a solution that will work? I don't know the answer. I don't know the fucking answer to how to clean this up. I have ideas, and maybe you can chime in. Maybe we need to create some sort of group or something that allows for us to find a way to clean up this situation with men against women and the war against men and the patriarchy, and really get down to the nitty gritty, because at this point, I think we do need to get down to brass tacks and clear these people out, whoever need to be cleared out. For lack of a better term, we're dancing with the devil here. And it's just not the vibe, you guys. It's not the vibe. It's always going to exist, but we cannot let this take over our lives. And I feel like this is a spiritual situation. This is a spiritual warfare. And I'll be damned if I let this take us over. The dark is not going to win. But we've got to be attuned to it, and we've got to acknowledge that it exists. So we have to acknowledge the dark. I think a lot of people spend time not acknowledging the things that are really, really affecting us. Or we've become numb to it because we're more concerned about how we look or what car we're driving and how do we look to society. And we're missing the point here, which is that that's such a small part in comparison to what we're really here for. We get to spend some time in, where are we moving the needle forward to? What's happening? A lot of people are unconscious to this, and they're worrying about survival. They're worried about food and if they're going to have a place to live. And, you know, but there's a lot of us out here. I know I'm calling in the people right now, calling you in, that you know that there's just more to it than keeping up with the Joneses and making six figures and living this lavish lifestyle. There is more to this. And so I'm going to keep talking about it, talking about the reality of what we're living today, because it is uncomfortable. And not everybody's willing to have an uncomfortable conversation. But those of us who are willing to have an uncomfortable conversation and get honest with ourselves, and we're going to talk about radical honesty again, are the ones that are going to win. I don't know about you guys, but I refuse. I refuse to live in a lie that looks good. I do. And I'm willing to bet that you are the same type of person, that you don't want to live a lie. You want to live in integrity with yourself, in alignment with yourself, in harmony, in balance, whatever word you want to throw in there, to get to where you're going, where your soul contract needs to be. A lot of us have lost our way with coping mechanisms and trying to look cool and all the things. And I've seen it all. I've seen the emptiness and all of it. And we deserve a better life than that, you guys. We really do. I'm here advocating for all of us collectively, just not me. But I'm really wanting everyone to take a good look in the mirror. The change begins with you, not anything outside of you. There's not one thing or person or word, but may this message today bring it up at dinner, bring it up on your workout, bring it up with your partner, your friend, your best friend, bring it up in your spiritual circles when you're doing your new moon ceremony. Let's start thinking about, what are we going to do as a collective? How are we going to solve this issue? We're all trying to just walk each other home, as I said. And don't we want it to be a comfortable ride home, whatever that means? And so that's what I have for today. I don't really have a whole tangent to get on. This is it. And I have done this episode with a full migraine because I know that it's necessary to say this out loud and to create the wave, move the waves in the direction that we need it to be done. Because with AI coming out and all this crazy shit, like, we really, really, really need to get on it, like, now. I am definitely the person that, like, puts the whisper out into the universe. So I'm going to ask you guys to like and subscribe and share my podcast with others who are in the same position that you guys actually want to solve the imbalance in our society right now. And then we can come up with active solutions to help us as a whole. All right. So thank you guys for being here again. And we will see you on the next one.
I know, dude. The episode ended. But hey, I'll be back. But don't forget to like and subscribe and give me a 5-star rating. See you on the next one.